So many lamas behind his back are quite realized. Realized in what sense? Their knowledge comes from many, many, many lifetimes. Thought, contemplation, meditation is a fruition. So when they speak, it actually comes from a very distant past. And it has effect on us. Why? It is something that they have perfected. Therefore, in Tibetan tradition, the best purpose of a lama is to teach. If your lama can teach, and you create the facility for your lama to teach, and you create everything easy for your lama to teach, and there is no burden for your lama in any way, just to teach, then you will allow your lama to do what he's supposed to do, and you will receive the benefits of teaching, practice, and results. If the lama has to do everything but teach, or cannot teach because he has to do everything, then you do not use your lama the correct way. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa shows that, why? Teachers' purposes, guru's purposes, is to teach. How is it most important? It is only by teaching and expounding the Dharma can we gain knowledge and realization. Without realization and knowledge, there is no Dharma. You can build temples, you can build statues, you can do pujas, you can put light and incense and flowers, and you can put bhuve, duve, alakhe, gene, divende, food, all that, on a tray, and you go like that in front of the Buddhas, and you ring the bell. Nothing happens. Why? Anybody can do that. You can teach a monkey to do that. Tibetans do that. Even a monkey can come with a tray and go like that in front of Buddha, and then ring a bell. Nothing happens. What is Dharma? What is puja? Puja means clear problem, clear obstacle. By listening to the Dharma and practicing the Dharma, you're doing puja. So the most important part of a lama is to teach. Most important. When a lama cannot teach and you interrupt him with all kinds of stupid, silly things and excuses and not doing work and breaking promises and not fulfilling, if the lama's overwhelmed by that and he cannot teach, his energy is drained, your purpose is not fulfilled, his incarnation is wasted. We say to them, chola is wasted. Some lamas actually die early, they go off because they cannot do what they're here to do. Many cases of that, they die off. Many, many cases. One of my gurus, same thing, Drigumanji, he told me his previous life just died off. For 7 years he remained completely silent. He was so unhappy with his students and having to repeat things to them all the time and disappointing him. He remained completely silent for 7 years. He never talked. And then at the end of the 7 year of silence, he went into meditation and passed away. He told me himself. I was like, oh. So what happens is, when you don't let your lama teach, and you make him do everything else, you waste him. And you waste yourself, and you waste the opportunities. Why? Everybody has something good they can do. If we don't do what we can do, or learn to do something good, then, how? Time, everything's wasted. That's like a family unit. Everybody in the family has their job to make things work in the household. So when you do that, the household works. If it's laying on one person, that one person who can be a breadwinner cannot go and win the bread. Very, very simple. So the function of a lama, the highest function, the only function, and the real function, the real job of a lama, is to turn the wheel of the Dharma. And that is so important. That's why Lama Tsongkhapa shows his hand gesture. Out of all the gestures that Buddha can have, he shows his hand gesture like this, meaning the highest job is teaching the Dharma. And only by Dharma can I bring you happiness. Only by Dharma can I change your life. Only by Dharma can I bring you benefit. Only by Dharma. So that is the highest and most important. Therefore, his hand is in this gesture. Lama Tsongkhapa. Then, in Lama Tsongkhapa's right hand, he holds a stem. The stem is green and sprout and clear, not thick like a robe, thin and clear. It has to balance the body, and it opens up on the right into a beautiful lotus flower. The lotus flower opens up and is pink, and it has a lotus bed, a moon disc. On top of that is a sword. Why is that a sword? There's a sword because a sword cuts. Cuts what? Cuts objects. Trees, people, things, wood. paper, it cuts. So why does Lama Tsongkhapa hold a sword on a lotus on his right side? Because by listening and learning the Dharma, we can cut through our suffering. We can cut through our unhappiness. We can cut through our mind. We can cut through our difficulties and problems. And why is a sword on the lotus? The sword is on the lotus because a lotus represents compassion, love, matre in Sanskrit, matre. Love and compassion motivates this sword, meaning this sword cannot harm you. It cannot damage you. But it can cut away things that damage you. Why? Because it's motivated by compassion. Then, on the left, you have another step, the lotus. And on top of the lotus is a Dharma book. In the Dharma book. The Dharma book is in Tibetan form. Tibetan Dharma books look like this. And it's sitting on a lotus on the left. And on top of that, it has jewels. It has beautiful jewels. You see here, there's a blue jewel. It has jewels on top of the Dharma book. Why? A jewel in Buddhism doesn't represent diamond or sapphire. We call it yeshinobu, wish-fulfilling jewel. Why is it a wish-fulfilling jewel? Because the Dharma, or the Dharma book, or the learning of the Dharma, understanding of the Dharma, is symbolizing you have a jewel. What does a jewel do for you? It removes your poverty, your problems, your difficulties. So when you learn the Dharma, it removes your poverties and difficulties like a wish-fulfilling jewel. Therefore, the best jewel in the world is not money, not things. The best jewel in the world is having knowledge. This knowledge doesn't come from bad source, it comes from Buddha. So therefore, this Buddha knowledge, the Dharma, is represented by a book. Why? We get knowledge from a book. And if we have Dharma knowledge, it is the same as a jewel. Why? Jewels alleviate or take away poverty and difficulties and financial problems. Dharma, jewel, takes away suffering. Therefore, when Lama Tsongkhapa has a book on a lotus here, what does it represent? When you pray to Lama Tsongkhapa, when you meditate to Lama Tsongkhapa, when you make offering or puja to Lama Tsongkhapa, if you do Lama Tsongkhapa's mantra, what happens? Your knowledge will increase. Your wisdom will increase. Your memory will increase. Your ability to speak will increase. Your words will increase. The power of your speech will increase. Composition will increase. Writing, science, learning, arts, drawing, music, anything related to music, art, writing, composition, debate, anything related to learning and memory and comprehension, understanding, can be achieved by praying and being rooted to Lama Tsongkhapa. So if you wish to learn, you wish to have a very sharp mind, if you want your mind to be clear and aware and quick and fast, then you do puja and prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa as your main Buddha. If Lama Tsongkhapa is your main Buddha, meaning heart of the mind, will become better. Much, much better. So when Lama Tsongkhapa holds a Dharma book, it represents what? It represents that if you pray, meditate, focus, chant, if you make him your Buddha and you do puja to him, and you give yourself to Lama Tsongkhapa, everything having to do with learning, right? Understanding, clarity, awareness, quickness, sharpness, intelligence, debating, talking, art, music, science will increase. Why? He is a Buddha of wisdom and knowledge. Understanding. Perfection of the mind.